welcome to this special episode of Frank About Health live from Las Vegas, right here at Hilton Grand Vacations Alara Resort. I am here with a very special guest who has a lot to talk about with us today, especially if you're any kind of individual that knows family members or has suffered yourself directly with the illness known as cancer. What is unique about my guest today is he has an outstanding documentary that I had a chance to review over the weekend called Cancer, The Integrative Perspective, which is what we're going to be frank about on this very special episode, because essentially it is available for all of you on Amazon.com. And after looking at it this past weekend, I had a lot of takeaways that I can only learn or I can only hope to share with you all in the next hour. Ethan Crane is a very interesting individual. Having had a chance to speak with him over the last few days in preparation for this show, I learned a lot about that he's not only an award-winning director and also an individual that basically is an inspirational speaker, an educator, and he has also the founder of the Panacea Community, which is the creator of the Global Cancer Symposium, host of the Conquering Cancer Summit, and director and producer of the documentary film Cancer, The Integrative Perspective. Nathan, welcome to this episode of Frank About Health. I'd like you to share a little bit about your story.
Frank, thank you so much for having me. Thanks for putting this great show together. I'm really glad you enjoyed the documentary. You know, the thing that led me to becoming so passionate about cancer and prevention and reversal protocols and strategies and really diving deep into learning everything I possibly could about cancer was when my own grandpa was diagnosed. And when I went to visit him in Arizona after he had been utilizing the conventional treatments of chemotherapy and radiation, I saw how much suffering he was going through. And he was in so much pain. His hair was falling out. He could barely walk to the bathroom. And shortly after, he passed away. Mm-hmm. And I, already having about 7 years in the natural health field up until that point and not really knowing anything about cancer, when I saw that happen and saw the suffering he went through, I knew I had to find a better way, if not only for myself, my own family, anybody that I could help along the way. Mm-hmm. And so in 2013, I started the first online one of the very first online summits about cancer. We started interviewing many world-leading experts, doctors, scientists, people who've reversed cancer using more natural, holistic, integrative approaches. Right. And that led to conferences and magazines and eventually to my documentary and now the Conquering Cancer Summit, as well as my Becoming Cancer-Free Masterclass. And I've just become so passionate about it for a couple of reasons. Once you learn what cancer really is, once you learn what causes it and then what you can do about it, you are so much more empowered in your life. And I, feeling helpless and hopeless and not being able to help my grandpa at that time, feeling like I should have known something, I could help him, I realized I was like most people. We just don't know what cancer is and what causes it. And so as I started diving deep into this field and interviewing hundreds of the top experts in the world, I realized we really do know what causes cancer. The problem is most medical doctors are not taught this in medical school. Mm-hmm. Most oncologists simply don't really know what causes cancer and really what to do about it. They're taught surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. They're taught pharmacology, which can be helpful to some degree. But they're not taught nutrition. They're not taught lifestyle changes. They're not taught meditation. They're not taught infrared sauna. They're not taught holistic principles, indigenous principles, ancient Eastern principles, all these things that we have so much evidence today of safety and efficacy for helping the body heal itself. They're just not taught this in medical school. So unfortunately, so many people suffer. And you know, here's a shocking study that I think everybody needs to know. And this is covered in depth in my documentary. They looked at 160,000 people from Australia and the United States, mm-hmm. and they were doing an efficacy study on chemotherapy. And they looked at it across 22 major adult malignancies, 22 major cancers. And they found that chemotherapy only extended people's lives by 5 years up mm-hmm. to 2.3%. So it had a 2.1 and a 2.5% effective rate, meaning it had a 97% failure rate. And that's one of our most prescribed That's one of our most prescribed therapies for cancer today. So that's really shocking. We have a 97% failure rate. That means, you know, okay, if that's not working that well, then we should probably do something else about it, right? We should probably learn something else or use something else. And the problem is we still have this kind of mainstream narrative today that cancer, just like any virus or any bacteria, for example, it's we look at it as like a localized incident, right? It's this thing that affects you, like a tumor, for example, that may appear on the breast. We look at it as if it's its own separate thing. So we try to cut it out and radiate it and burn it and drug it and think it's this bad thing we have to get rid of. But when you realize that cancer is not something that is a localized attack, just like a virus or a bacteria, is not a localized infection. It's a constitutional issue. It is an environmental issue. When you look at the blood, for example, and you look at the tissues and the cells of the body, you start to recognize that everything you put, this is something I teach a lot of people, is everything you put on your body and in your body becomes your body. And that's a huge takeaway, because whatever's going on your skin or going in your body, that's what your cells are replicating and regenerating from. So if we are polluting ourselves with toxins and chemicals and stressors, you know, constantly, that's what our cells, that's the fuel they have to regenerate themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you start to recognize that cancer is a constitutional issue and it is something you make in your body, it's not something you catch. It's not like a bacteria that you can get from outside in. It's something your body is creating because of an environmental issue on the inside of your body. So when you start to understand this, the cancer is actually a weak cell. It's a cell that's dying. It's a cell that's become abnormal. It's a cell that's starting to break down, chronically ferment, and basically become very inefficient at producing energy. So it has to, you know, use a ton of glucose, which is why, you know, we know that cancer thrives on sugar, for example. And in one of the you know, the PET scan, for example, we use radioactive sugar to find the cancer in your body, because we know it becomes so inefficient at aerobic glycolysis that it turns to chronic fermentation. It doesn't process ATP very, it doesn't create very much ATP. So it becomes a very inefficient, weak cell. We think of cancer as this crazy invader that takes over and you know, takes over your body. And to some extent, sure, because it's been given that perfect environment to do so. But I look at cancer quite differently. I look at cancer and as you know, watch the documentary, for example, you'll start to have a totally different mindset about what cancer actually is, what causes it, and what you can do about it. Cancer is actually a weakened cell that's barely holding on for life. It's just trying to survive. That's all it's doing, right? It's an abnormal cell. It's had DNA damage. It's broken down, and it's trying to survive. And so it hangs on for dear life. Like I look at it as if you're hanging on the edge of a cliff, just trying to survive. You don't want to die. Cancer is like that. It's just trying to hang on and survive. And we are all equipped with immune systems that are designed to identify, destroy, and eliminate cancer cells from our bodies. You know, Dr. Thomas Lodi said it best in my documentary. He said, there is a cure for cancer. It's called your immune system. And if you have a fully functioning immune system, you will never have to worry about a cancer diagnosis. And I would extend that to say, if you have a fully functioning immune system, you never have to worry about any external infection as well, like this pandemic we're experiencing right now. People right. who have strong immune systems at any age are not affected by it. And that's a fact. And so that's the same thing with cancer, because your immune system creates something called T cells and B cells and NK killer cells. It creates these cells that go out and identify abnormal cells and cancerous cells. It destroys them, and then it removes them through the lymphatic system. So when you start to understand these things, that cancer is actually kind of a normal process in the body. We all have cancer inside of us every day, every single one of us. I do, you do, everybody does. Even if you don't have a diagnosis, you have cancer cells. But if your immune system is working properly, meaning that you are doing all of the things that we talk about in the film, from mind and emotional health to physical health to nutritional adequacy and excellence to physical vitality and exercise, the things that that we teach that are incredibly important to keep your body vital, as well as your environment, your relationships, and then everything that's in and around your house and your body. When you clean all this up and you really focus
on a much more natural, holistic, healthy lifestyle, you increase your odds of not only preventing cancer, but reversing cancer. And what you're doing along the way is you are empowering your own innate immune system, your own immune system, your own innate healing capacity, I should say, which is partly your immune system, to take care of itself. The problem is so many people today, through diet and lifestyle, through toxic overload, through massive exposure to carcinogenic properties from charred meats to processed meats to dairy, for example, we know these are highly inflammatory and can be carcinogenic in the body, to the toxins that are emitted from the carpets and the fluoride that's in the water and the formaldehyde that's in your bed sheets, from this massive exposure to toxic overload and this lack of nutritional adequacy. So this lack of having nutritional excellence in your body. So you're not getting, your cells are not getting enough of what they need, and your body's getting too much of what it doesn't need. And Greg Braden talks about this eloquently in the film, is that basically when you get into balance of giving your cells everything they need and reduce and mitigate and eliminate as much of what your body doesn't need, then your body is equipped to do what it's designed to do, which is heal and thrive at any age. And that's why you can see people in other countries around the world who live quite simple, healthy, active lives, who live 80, 90, 100 years old without cancer or other chronic diseases. And we can start to really look at this is way beyond genetics. Actually, I would say 99% of all cancer could be prevented when you look at diet, lifestyle, nutrition, environment, and mindset. Right. And Bruce Lipton, world leading cell biologist, the grandfather of the cutting edge science of epigenetics, he's in the documentary and he goes into depth about how cancer, is, you know, through epigenetics, the cutting edge science of epigenetics, actually, your genes do not have to be your destiny. And this is proven that the environment of your cells will actually help to determine whether those genes are turned on or turned off, basically whether they're activated or not. And the great example that he gives, and then maybe I'll hand it over to you if you have another question.
Actually, where I could see we're about to head for break, but basically you've already discussed what I'm going to ask you to do in the next session, which is to show a trailer of your documentary, which I know are many of our listeners who've heard me talk about nature versus nurture, genetic motivations for things like diabetes or cancer or epilepsy. You basically have covered that a lot of it is about a pandemic of misunderstanding, just like your documentary points out that it's a pandemic of cancer. We have been dealing with a pandemic of COVID, but this show aims to uncover the pandemic of misinformation. So when we come back here on talkradio.nyc, we will continue with Nathan Crane and myself. We'll get a chance to see a trailer of this documentary, which is a must have. Thanks for staying tuned. We'll see you in a few.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you interested in having a better relationship with yourself, others, and God? Greetings. I'm your host, Dr. George Andow, for the show, A Journey Through Into Awareness. On my show, we journey into the awareness that the mind of God is the true seat of our personal consciousness. We join together each Monday at 7 p.m., so tune in on Talk Radio NYC.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Everybody, welcome to section two of this special episode of Cancer, the Integrative Perspective. We're being frank about cancer today, right here live from Las Vegas at Hilton Grand Vacations. Wanted very much to see the Integrative Perspectives, the trailer you're about to show, Nathan, because I understand it has won a lot of awards already and is leading you to other promising research, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want, I can share it right now. Is that what you want me to do?
By all means, yes.
Here we go.
Right now on planet Earth, we are faced with the greatest pandemic in all of history. And this pandemic is called cancer.
It's believed that in 1905, only 0.05% of people had cancer. In 1950, that number rose to 10%. And today in the United States and other developed countries, that number has increased to 33% of women and 50% of men.
The World Health Organization is warning that countries around the world need to take immediate action to stop what they call an impending, quote, tidal wave of cancer.
The evidence is now clear. Our technological and mechanistic civilization has caused irreparable damage to our natural system. We are facing a global crisis unlike anything we've ever seen before. And the question remains, are we going to be able to stop it before it's too late?
So far, most of the cancer industry does not feel comfortable talking about the causes of cancer. They want you to believe, in essence, that cancer is spontaneous.
The good news is thousands of people have already reversed cancer and improved the quality of their life without toxic treatments, and many others are preventing ever getting cancer.
People think that cancer is this huge, scary disease. To me, it's not anymore. The number one thing that we have changed in my family is a drastic change in our diet.
There's lots of wonderful things that conventional Western medicine has given us, and we want to utilize the best of all that and incorporate it with all the integrative alternative medicine.
You can start to recognize, can I treat it without interfering with the function of the body?
There is a spiritual and mental and emotional side.
Your odds of getting cancer can be reduced by learning how the natural and holistic evidence-based medicine can work together in harmony with the latest medical treatments to create a truly integrative approach to health and healing.
Awesome. As I said, when I saw the video over the weekend, I actually saw it with my parents. My father is actually a prostate cancer survivor, and a lot of it that I have learned, especially during this pandemic, was about the mindset of his treatment, especially in minimizing his risk to receiving the infection from COVID. But more importantly, while he was also getting the medication that was to help treat the hormonal imbalance, to help resolve the high PSA counts that he was coming into, a lot of it was about educating the whole nutritional value, being in the right frame of mind, thinking about what this is. Is it a process of trying to make corrections in your quality of life, or to try to be able to understand that it's not just a disease that's going to take you out. It's a disease that's reminding you, you need to improve aspects of your life. And when I had seen your video, literally it was like watching a mirror. I mean, it was also for my father, very enlightening, because I can tell you as of the next day, he has changed his diet tenfold.
that's awesome to hear.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, Frank. You know, there's a lot of people who've had very similar stories who've watched the film. I mean, I'm so honored to literally have received hundreds and hundreds of comments and emails from people saying it totally changed the way that they're looking at cancer or looking at their approach, or has given them hope, has given them, you know, a sense of possibility that they're not alone, that there are solutions, that they're not crazy, you know, that they, you know, are on the right track. And, you know, I'm just so humbled and honored that the film has been able to really open that door for people into a new realm of possibility. And that's what it's all about. It's the reason I did this film, is because I wanted to bring this information to people so that they have more options, right? So that they realize that they have a whole smorgasbord of options available to them. It's not only surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. If you choose that, it's totally fine. But you have so many more options. And many of the people in the film who have reversed even stage four cancers, for example, and many more I've come to know and interview over the years for other various projects, many of them chose a natural or holistic or integrative approach, and they were able to reverse cancer. And so it's just about, you know, we have this thing in the medical community called informed consent. Unfortunately, when you go to your doctor, you are not getting informed consent because they don't have all the information to inform you about. And most doctors are actually trained in medical school to not direct anybody towards natural solutions. They're actually told, I had somebody watch my trailer online, and she was just 2 years into her medical school degree. And she had watched something that I had posted saying that, you know, hey, you know, you do have options. There's a lot of solutions, natural solutions that are non-toxic that can help your body heal itself. And she basically attacked me and said, no, we're taught in medical school. That's wrong. There's no science that supports natural medicine. That's completely incorrect. You're killing people. And she went on. And she was dead set on this. And unfortunately, this is what our, you know, medical doctors are being taught today. And the truth is, there's not only decades of scientific research supporting natural medicine, but there are thousands of case studies of people reversing cancer when the medical establishment failed them. And there are thousands of people who have used natural medicine to heal from all kinds of diseases. So the reality is, it's not about saying medical's bad or natural's good or whatever, right? It's about informing you so you know you have more options in front of you. And the reality is, once you understand cancer at a deeper level and what's causing it, you understand the six core causes of cancer, then you can start to mitigate and reduce and even eliminate many of those causes from your life. So, you know, the medical doctors are well-intentioned and they, you know, are trying to save lives, right? Unfortunately, most of them just don't have the information. When I interview medical doctors and ask them, how much nutritional education do you have? Most of them are only taught about 4 hours in all their years of medical school. They get 4 hours of nutrition, right? I have 15 years in natural health and in studying and researching, experimenting with nutrition. I literally have thousands of hours reading hundreds and hundreds of case studies and research papers and, you know, PubMed articles. And I still don't know everything about it. I'm still learning, right? And so, you know, you go to a doctor and they say, well, you know, here's your options. The truth is, you have way more options. And I always encourage people to build your integrative success team. I teach this in my Becoming Cancer-Free Masterclass, which is have someone who's an integrative medical doctor on your team that has access to conventional medicine when you need it. But they also understand natural medicine, holistic medicine, indigenous medicine, other non-toxic options that could support your healing along the way. And then have somebody who's a naturopath or a DOM, a doctor of oriental medicine, in your corner as well. Somebody or a master herbalist, somebody who really has their hands deep in decades of research of natural medicine who can support you along the way. And then, you know, it's really important to have somebody that can help you with the mental, emotional side of it as well. You know, right. We know through Bruce Lipton, who we saw just briefly on the trailer, has an entire segment about literally how your thoughts can create disease or help your body heal from disease, right? And so you need to have that support mentally, emotionally. And so it's kind of like the trifecta: integrated medical doctor, someone in natural medicine, and somebody on the mental, emotional side. And so, and you don't have to hire them all full time. You can consult with some of them from time to time and keep your expenses low, right? But I had somebody talk to me the other day who was going for, who was told by their oncologist, because they had cancer on their face, they had surgery to remove it, and they were told, okay, now you need to do, you know, chemotherapy, you need to do radiation. Right. And they're going to do the radiation right on the brain, right on your face. And I said, look, you have time. You have time to research. You have time to get more opinions. You have time to try some things before you do something that is irreversible. Right. When you choose something like radiation, if you choose it and that's the right path for you, that's fine. But when you choose it, there's no going back from that. Right. The brain damage that may happen from that radiation or the cancer that may occur from the radiation, we know it's well documented. Radiation also causes cancer. Right. There's no
you can't reverse time. You might be able to help heal from that, but you can't reverse time. You can't go back. But you could take the next 90 days, 120 days, and change your diet, change your lifestyle, start exercising, eat a whole foods, plant-based diet, you know, take a lot of healthy nutritional supplements that are backed in science, that are, you know, have anti-cancer properties, you know, get more opinions, you know, start meditating, activate your parasympathetic nervous system. So many things you can do that are non-toxic that when you go back in, and this happens to many people, 6 months later, the doctor goes, "Where'd the cancer go? What happened? What'd you do?" And then you go in and you tell them and you say, "Well, here's everything I did." They say, "Actually, don't tell me. It was just a miracle. You know, congratulations. Come back in a year for just a follow-up checkup." And I've heard that story again and again. Right. So
that essentially is the pandemic and the conundrum at the same time. I mean, whether it is cancer or COVID or epilepsy or diabetes or cardiac problems or whatever, you've got in Western medicine known as your PCP, and they give you their specialist to go to, but they're all integrated in the science of how to treat the ailment, which, as we know, especially from your video, are the symptoms of the bigger problem. Most people are going through, which is unfortunate, a medical system that allows you to be reactionary rather than be proactionary, especially when you can take a very more mindful approach towards understanding that you have a quality of life problem based on a current condition that needs treatment. But at the same time, you have to figure out or learn and ask the right questions as to how did that problem even occur or why. There are the genetic aspects, there are the environmental aspects, but there is also, like you're saying, the quality of your thinking, whether or not you have enough of the adequate information you've been sought, or maybe you asked the right questions to the wrong people. So what I can see that this DVD teaches you is whether you are a cancer victim or survivor, or if you have another ailment, you have to develop this new integrative methodology and developing just an overall top level of quality of life so that if ultimately, you know, the cancer takes you, you did your best. That's what I think is the biggest takeaway for what the video that you've offered. We're about to go into a break, but I have one question that intrigues me. It's very timely how this video came out during a worldwide pandemic, and you got such impact and such praise and so many awards, Best Director Award, Best Documentary Award. I mean, do you think that the high response is a combination of quality work as well as the current times we're living in, that people are hungry to find a better way to solve various illnesses that they're living with, including cancer?
You know, that could be part of it. Definitely honored for those, you know, all those awards. I think a big part of it is it's time has come. You know, 10 million people die a year around the world from cancer and its treatments. And its time has come. This is literally one of the worst pandemics we've ever had. Cancer is significantly worse than anything we could ever measure up to COVID. 10 million people, I mean, hear that. People tuning in, 10 million people are dying every year around the world from cancer and its treatments. And there are solutions. Huge Nature study came out, said 90% of cancer is preventable. I mean, that's 9 million years at least we could save with this information. That's how important it is.
We are about to head for another break, but everybody stay tuned where I have a lot more questions about Nathan Crane himself. This is Frank R. Harrison being frank about cancer, the integrative perspective. Thanks for your users there on Facebook Live. Ask all your comments and questions. I'll try to get back to you on those, and we'll be back after a few messages.
Do you feel uninformed about menopause and how it impacts on your life? Hi, I'm Pat Duckworth, women's health strategist and host of the Hot Women Rock radio show, empowering women leaders at menopause. Join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. UK time on talkradio.nyc for interviews with inspirational women who will share their top tips to rock your world.
Hey everybody, it's Tommy D, the nonprofit sector connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host a program, Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Do you run or are ready to open your own business? Hi, I'm Jeremiah Fox. I've been operating and opening small business for the last 25 years, and I'm the host of the new show, The Entrepreneurial Web. Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern Time for insights and stories on the nuances of running small business right here on Fridays at noon, talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Thank you for coming back to section three of this episode of Frank About Health. I'm Frank R. Harrison right here on both Facebook Live at talkradio.nyc. And my guest today is Nathan Crane, award-winning documentarian and, in my opinion, expert on cancer, complete expert. So we were just talking before the break about how my view about his work, as well as how everybody in general is looking for a better quality of life, as a result of understanding that illness and treating the illness is one aspect of improving your life, but it's understanding how it all began, what other things you could have done in your life to prevent it in the beginning are now being explored, among other kinds of realizations that I think something like the current pandemic we're all in has brought to everyone's awareness. Everyone is looking for a better quality of life, a better way of thinking, a better way of being mindful, a better way of using the right resources at the right time, with the right support. And so, Nathan, now is the time I wanted to really explore a lot of your motivation in terms of not just the documentary, but the work that you have done with your various organizations in the cancer field. I know you mentioned you had a grandfather that died of cancer, and that really brought you from a position of helplessness onto something more proactive, which you obviously have shown the efforts of that labor. Is there any other aspects of your own personal experience that you wanted to share with the listeners out there as to what made you become such a passionate advocate and to empower people, especially those that have suffered from cancer?
Yeah, thanks for that question, Frank. You know, even though I get asked this a lot, like, did you have cancer yourself? And even though I've never been diagnosed with cancer, I know what it's like to be sick. I know what it's like to have fatigue, chronic fatigue, to have digestive problems, to be in pain, to be mentally, emotionally traumatized, to be physically sick. You know, at 15 years old, I was homeless, living on fast food, addicted to drugs and alcohol and pharmaceuticals. And I was going through a very tough time, and it didn't look like I was going to make it to even 18 years old. And so through that experience and through making it to 18 and then 20s and now in my 30s, you know, I was able to not only overcome all of that pain, all of those physical problems, major digestive issues, you know, chronic fatigue, you know, sick all the time, not only overcome all of that, but be healthier and more vital and happier and more fulfilled in my life now than I've ever been. And it's only, you know, looking up from here. And it doesn't mean that I still don't have challenges, right? I just went through a massive challenge a few years ago in my business with a business partner. And it was, you know, it was very challenging for myself and my family, my wife and my kids. But we made it through it and made me better because of it. And that is something that every cancer conqueror or cancer, you know, thriver, somebody who has reverse cancer can relate to, is they looked at that challenge of a cancer diagnosis as an opportunity to become better, to become healthier, to be a better human being. And that's what I've looked at these challenges in my life, is how can I use this to become better and to help others? And so when we get out of our own, you know, egotistical, poor me, you know, self-absorbed, why are you doing this to me kind of mentality, and get into, what is this for? How can this help me grow? How can I use this to contribute to others' lives in a positive way? When we shift our mindset to that positive framework, to what I call a solutions-oriented mindset, you focus on solutions instead of victimization. And this is true for anything in our life, right? When you get yourself out of the fear and you quiet yourself, you know, meditation has been a huge part of my life and a huge part of my own transformation and my own journey. Learning to sit quietly and meditate and calm my thoughts and then ask for, you know, clarity and guidance and inner wisdom. We all have that ability. And when you sit quietly with your thoughts calmly in a meditation, and you ask yourself, whether it's through prayer, through meditation, or just sitting quietly, and you ask yourself, what is this for? What is this challenge for? Whether it's a diagnosis, or it's a pain, it's a loss of a family member, it's a cancer diagnosis, whatever it is, what is this for? What's it here to teach me? How can this help me in my life? And you start to get clarity and answers from that. And those answers, when you listen to them and you take action, will change your life for the better every single time. It is so powerful and so beautiful. So it's not only happened to me, but now I've had the opportunity to work with and talk with, you know, thousands of people around the world, and have been able to reach millions of people through all of our work and videos and summits. And, you know, it's a commonality among the people who say cancer was the greatest gift in my life. And I tell that to someone who's newly diagnosed, and they go, oh my God, how could you see cancer as a gift? Are you kidding me? It's the worst thing that's ever happened to me. But the person who looks at cancer as a gift is the one who maybe they never reverse cancer, but the last years of their life are going to be they're going to be full of quality. They're going to be full of great experiences. They're going to be full of fulfillment and richness, right? This is a gift for me, right? And so that's why, you know, that's what my own experiences in my life have helped me to recognize and be able to share that with others. And the experiences that people go through with cancer who, you know, utilize cancer as an opportunity to become a better person in every way, better relationships in their health, in their well-being. And that simple mindset shift alone will change everything.
Was there a person or an experience that you had engaged in at that point when you were able to pivot away from the sickness and the homelessness and go towards being more productive?
Well, yeah, there were many. But the first was, I was living with my best friend's family around 17, 18 years old, the Davis family, Dennis Davis and Martina Davis. And they were very spiritual people, vegetarian, ate very healthy, very loving, wise people. And I would sit with Dennis and just have philosophical discussions till the sun came up. And, you know, we'd talk about spirituality. We'd talk about the difference between classical music and Baroque music. And we'd talk about Jesus and Buddha and all kinds of spiritual ideas and meditation. And I just loved it. I absorbed it. I soaked it up. And then, you know, Martina Davis was like this angel, this angelic woman who was just so loving and kind and compassionate. And I got to live with them for a short time, something between 6 months to a year, I believe. They took me in and let me live with them. And as I lived with them, it really showed me a different way of life, something that I just hadn't known. You know, my own parents had gone through their challenges. They divorced when I was around 12 years old. You know, my mom, who I have a great relationship with today, we were estranged for a number of years. You know, she was doing the best she could, but I was so wild as a teenager. She didn't know what to do. So she kicked me out. You know, my dad was having all of his struggles with addiction and trauma and all of that. And so it was like I was, you know, going through all these challenges, and just at the right time, it was like the universe aligned me to be able to move in with this family. And I took everything to heart, and that helped me realize, you know, okay, there is a better way of living. Mm-hmm. And I want to discover what that is. And so that's when, you know, at 18 years old, I drove to California ran out of gas in Oceanside, California, started my life over from there, and really got serious about meditation, about health and healing, about cleansing and detoxing, about exercising and fitness, and really made it, you know, a strong commitment to not only improve my own life, but then along the way, be able to help others.
You went through a basic catharsis then.
Pretty much.
The time when you were working on your documentary, was that when COVID-19 came upon our shores, or was that prior to that?
I started working on the documentary in 2015 or 2016.
Okay.
So it was a 5-year project. It was a massive labor of love. There was a couple of years where I couldn't even touch it for various reasons. And so it sat there, not even knowing if it was ever going to get finished. And then I had the opportunity to start working on it again. And then I did finish it. And thankfully, I did. And actually, you know, everything happens for life. Everything I believe in life happens for a reason. And when you start to look at life that way, you can look at these reasons as empowering, right? And so I thought, oh my God, this huge project I started, invested a lot of time and money and energy into is never going to get done. But that 2-year period, I went through my own massive transformation. And so when I started on the film again, I started from scratch. I wrote a whole new script in a weekend at a little kind of off the grid cabin in Sedona, Arizona, just through divine inspiration, I would call it. And it just came out of me in a weekend. And it was totally different than how I had started the film a couple of years prior. And it was perfect the way it needed to happen, right? Because I went through my own transformation. Now this film, you know, had it been done the original way, it may not have received the 20 awards or become the Amazon bestseller that it is. It would have been totally different. And I'm so glad I went through that challenging time for a couple of years where I couldn't work on it, because I came out of that a better person. And I looked at that as, how can I use these challenges as an opportunity for growth?
And in your career, do you find yourself more of a health advocate expert or more focused on the aspect of being a filmmaker? Or are they both together? I mean, you're not going to make a film unless it's health related.
Yeah, I mean, I started 15 years ago as I changed my life and started meditating hours a day and changing my own health. Within 2 or 3 years of that, I was actually invited to start speaking around the country. I was teaching at conferences. I was teaching at retreats and expos. I started writing books. I really fell in love with the teaching process and the educational process and helping others, right? So I feel like that's a huge part of my life purpose and calling and mission, is being able to really research and learn and experiment and then share that with others in every way possible. That's why I have a 9-module masterclass where I walk people step by step what I would do if I had cancer. I've done the film. I do the Conquering Cancer Summit that everyone can attend, actually coming up in October of this year. Conquering Cancer Summit. So every medium that I can to help others improve their lives, that's what I focus on, whether it's me teaching or it's bringing other experts who have decades of experience and sharing their wisdom and strategies with people.
We have another minute before we go on to break, but are there any few points of contact people who are listening can reach you, either to see you at the summit or to inquire about the documentary or any of your other work, an email address, any other information you'd like to share?
Yeah, I mean, there's two places, right? Theintegrativeperspective.com is the best place to go get the film. You can rent it on demand. You can join the newsletter there and get behind the scenes clips. You can buy the DVD. You can buy 5-pack DVD, get a discount so you can hand them out to friends and family. So it's theintegrativeperspective.com. That's the best place to go for the film and all the information about the film. And then you can always find me at nathancrane.com. And I have a free ebook for everyone they can download called The 5 Natural Pillars for Helping Prevent and Reverse Cancer. That's at nathancrane.com.
Okay, everybody, this is Frank R. Harrison right here, Frank About Health. We're being Frank About Cancer with Nathan Crane. We'll be back in a few right here on talkradio.nyc and Facebook Live. See you in a bit.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Podcast Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who will expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Everybody, thank you for spending time with me, Frank R. Harrison, and my guest, Nathan Crane, on this special episode of Frank About Health. It has been a very insightful 45 minutes. I've just been absorbing a lot of all the information that Nathan has shared. I did see the video, as I mentioned earlier. Nathan, I have to tell you, there's a friend of mine here with me behind the scenes helping me with my Facebook activity, and he just decided to download the video from your website. So we did a sell through right there. But more importantly, it's not about the sales. It's about the quality of the information that you're sharing. I mean, we live in a world where everything is streaming today. So the fact that it's on DVD and selling well is in itself great. And I think you were even telling me that, the streaming profile or the streaming platforms are not doing much streaming of documentaries these days. I don't particularly know why, but it's not about the way the information is delivered as long as it's delivered. So I'm glad you were able to give your website information. I know your Facebook page is also another place people can get you. But I just wanted to share with you and the listeners and everyone out there about some key takeaways from this episode that I have definitely applied towards my own life, but I'm hoping the listeners out there will do as well. And that is that whenever anyone is faced with any kind of illness that we have to live through, whether we want to or not, it should be embraced as an opportunity to know who you are or what you may not have been clear about, what it is that you may have available to you that for a real reason you now have to use if the time is necessary, your resources, your networks, your family, your friends, even the people you used to work with, or just finding the use of your library card so you can go and get all the information you need to about the disease or the disorder and the possible treatments and causes out there. Being ill in a society like ours today, especially when we are still either in a pandemic, recovering from it, probably going to go back to it. The bottom line is only you can take care of your own life, not your parents, not your friends, not your children. Only you. Once you do that, then you can help take care of others. And Nathan Crane is a perfect example of that. You have to be able to look at illness as a positive, like your friend who indicated that it was a gift, that she didn't understand your reaction, that it was a gift that she had cancer. I mean, I developed epilepsy when I was 16 years old, and I was a subscriber to all the conspiracy theories out there that I was either a drug addict or I was possessed by the devil or God knows what. But here we are in the period of genomic education, gene therapy, and understanding that epilepsy is a genetic disorder. And it is that awakening I had several years ago that allowed me to undertake advocacy in the various aspects of health that I do today. Of course, living with my father's experience with cancer, living with COVID-19, I did get the disorder, you know, the infection, and it was mild, but I did learn a lot about how my life was impacting others if I had the disease and also if I got the vaccine. But the point is that I just learned, you know, in a different way, but similar to your own experience, that I had to be focused on healthcare as my impetus for the kind of work that I do, such as this show. This show was born first 5 years ago out of my whole research that I was conducting on epilepsy. And it was reborn, you know, about 10 weeks ago based on what has happened with COVID-19. But after having seen your documentary, after having talked with you this last 45 minutes or so, I really think that there's a lot more to uncover, not just in the area of cancer, but in other critical issues out there that a lot of people are still blind to. I don't know if it's because just not enough information, or they're probably not active enough to really seek out the information. I mean, there's a lot of whole theories behind it that could also determine a type of medical system you live under, whether it's the Western medical system or the Eastern with acupuncture and meditation, which I also have done in the past as well. I had my physical exam a few weeks ago, and I found out that my big issue is cholesterol and a high A1C, pre-diabetes. Now, it's better than I thought it could have been, because I did have a scare at one point with high liver count, but that has since been resolved. The thing is that, again, my enemy is sugar, but that's for a different disease. Yet, if we are having a commonality, you talking about glucose when it comes to cancer, and I talking about sugar when it comes to diabetes, it is the awareness that what makes things integrative is not only understanding that there's an integrative cure, but we live in an integrative world that unfortunately is constantly being split and divided with inappropriate information, or not enough information, or just people being unfortunately lazy and not wanting to explore the information. You know, so I think that what I want listeners to take away from this show, this particular episode, is to really become proactive at managing and taking care of your quality of life, no matter what the basis of it is, whether it is an illness you're carrying, or managing your relationships, or managing your finances, or managing your work, or just managing how you want to see your life plan going forward. If you take an active stance, which a lot of people have to just wake up, if they have an active stance at looking at the circumstances in their life as opportunities or little nuggets of possibilities, I think that'll be another healing process at play for any of the diseases that I've shared on this show, but more importantly, the disease we've talked about in the last few. I also know that you talked to me a little bit about an upcoming series you're working on. Did you want to share anything about that?
You know, before we do, I want to just illustrate something you said there that's so critical is this, why do people not have this information? And this issue of misinformation that we're experiencing. Number one, why people don't have this information is because it's not taught in schools. That's number one. If this were taught to your children would grow up to be adults, and adults, they would make informed decisions. They're not being taught in schools about health and nutrition and diet. Look at 99% of schools. What's the diet they give you? It's prison food. It's the same trucks that deliver food to prisoners that deliver to your schools. It's the exact same companies. And it's toxic. It's polluted. It's filled with chemicals and preservatives. And so, you know, already at a young age, we are being poisoned to death mentally, emotionally, and physically and nutritionally. So number one, we have to get this information into schools at an early age. I have a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old. Right. When my 10-year-old daughter was born, we were doing 100% organic raw vegan diet. So, you know, she grew up in that. Same with my son, my 5-year-old son, who is, you know, a lot more pickier at the moment, but he's still eating healthier than 90% of children out there who are now, you know, cancer is the number one killer in children under 17. 50 years ago, it was unheard of that children had cancer. So you look at the diet, you look at the lifestyle, you look at the environment, right? And who profits from that? Ask the question, who profits from your sickness? And follow the money trail, and you'll find out who's influencing the information in the schools and the medical literature and the textbooks and so on and so forth. But, and that's not conspiracy, that's fact, right? So we have to change it in the schools. We have to change it in our own lives. And then eventually we have to change it in the medical schools as well. But as people wake up and find real information, you can't, when Facebook puts something that says this is medical misinformation, you actually should believe the opposite. They've banned my own personal account for sharing scientifically based medical information. But if it goes against the mainstream narrative and against their funders, well, guess what? They're going to call it medical misinformation and they're going to ban you. So you have to do deeper research. You have to look beyond mainstream media and social media and go and learn from real experts who are getting real results for real people for you to find the information. That's why I've put together the Health and Healing Club, because they can't censor the information that's in there. And that is evidence-based information that can change people's lives. That's healthandhealingclub.com. Encourage everyone, you can get a free trial there and take a look at that. And then also the Conquering Cancer Summit. So it's coming up in October. Just, you know, go online and look up Conquering Cancer Summit and you'll find it. But you'll learn from world-renowned, highly regarded experts with decades of hands-on experience who will teach you in much more depth everything we've been talking about here. So
We're right on point. We have 1 minute left. And either way, I know we could save the discussion of your upcoming show for when it's released, which is in September. But ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for Planet Pacalolo with our own Johnny Tsunami at 6 o'clock. Also, thanks for entertaining me here in Las Vegas today at Hilton Grand Vacations, the Alara Resort. It promises to be a topic on my next week's show, which will be uncovered during the week. Thank you again, Nathan, for the entire hour. I look forward to talking with you again next week. Everybody on Facebook and talkradio.nyc, this is Frank R. Harrison being frank about health. Stay tuned. See you next week. Bye-bye. Bye, Nathan.
Thanks, Frank. Bye. Bye, everybody.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
That for sure. Oh, we're going.
Did you know that nearly 1 in 5 adults in the U.S. battles mental illness? Hi, my name is Albert Dabba. I'm the host of the show Extra Innings. Extra Innings, I discuss the topics of wellness, mental health, and the experience of surviving multiple suicides within my family. Listen live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern to Extra Innings for discussions with sports figures, artists, mental health professionals, and many others. That's Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Do you love or are you intrigued about New York City and its neighborhoods? I'm Jeff Goodman, host of Rediscovering New York, a weekly show that showcases New York's history and its extraordinary neighborhoods. Every Tuesday live at 7 p.m., we focus on a particular neighborhood and explore its history, its vibe, its feel, and its energy. Tune in live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Have you ever thought of reinventing yourself? Are you looking to create a new life's journey? Hi, I'm Kevin Barbaro, host of Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 5, 8 p.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live to hear me and my guests from a variety of different backgrounds. As a former college coach and a current full-time actor and owner of multiple companies, my show is as eclectic as my life. That's Coffee Talk XL every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.